Let's read together Psalm 37. In this wisdom psalm, David exhorts his readers not to fret about the prosperity of the wicked, but rather continue to trust in the sovereign ways of the Lord. Let's begin by reading the first 11 verses. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Let's begin our study of Psalm 37 with some background notes. Psalm 37 is another one of the alphabetic acrostic psalms. In this psalm, every other verse begins with the succeeding letter of the 22-letter Hebrew alphabet. Now, four of the Hebrew letters only have one verse, giving 40 verses to the psalm instead of 44. Remember in Psalm 36, we saw that the age-old question was raised concerning the prosperity of the wicked and the adversity of the righteous. Why do the wicked seem to prosper more than the righteous? Remember, we saw that the Lord does not fully answer this question in Psalm 36 or anywhere else in the Bible. Now, the Bible does give answers concerning the problem of evil and why the wicked prosper, but not the full answer at the present time. Eventually, all wickedness will be judged. The problem of evil will not exist forever. But in the meantime, until it all comes out in the wash, the just shall live by faith and not question God's ways. Psalm 37 is the perfect psalm to follow Psalm 36. Because in Psalm 37, the believer is exhorted not to fret about the prosperity of the wicked. And don't lose faith because of it either. Just continue to trust the Lord and rest in his sovereign ways. And that brings us to our doctrinal points for Psalm 37. Doctrinal point number one, believers should not fret about the success of the wicked. Believers should not fret about the success of the wicked. Three times in these 11 verses, believers are exhorted not to fret about the prosperity of the wicked. Verse 1, do not fret because of evildoers. And verse 7, do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. And verse 8, do not fret, it only causes harm. To fret means to be disturbed and agitated. Don't be worried or anxious about this problem, and don't be envious of these prosperous wrongdoers. Why? Because their prosperity is only temporary. Verse 2, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. They will be cut off. Verse 9, they will be no more. Verse 10, so don't sweat it. Getting angry and uptight and fretting about the prosperous wicked can lead to your own wrongdoing. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. How often a believer is dragged down this way. Instead, faithfully trust in the Lord to give you the desires of your heart. Verses 3 and 4. In due time, God will bring your righteousness to light, verses 5 and 6. And eventually, the righteous will inherit the land, and they will be the prosperous ones, verse 11. The Lord gave essentially this same truth in his Sermon on the Mount when he said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. Believers of all dispensations can claim this promise because we will all be part of the Lord's literal earthly kingdom, and thus we will literally inherit the earth. Talk about prosperity. We will own the earth as joint heirs of Christ. Romans 8:17. Now in verses 12 through 22 of Psalm 37, five further reasons are given as to why there is no need for the righteous to fret about the prosperous wicked. Number one, the Lord laughs at the feeble and futile attempts of the wicked. Verses 12 and 13, the wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. Number two, the evil plans of the wicked will boomerang, and they will reap what they have sown. Verses 14 and 15, the wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Number three, the Lord himself sustains and strengthens the believer. Verses 16 and 17. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Number four, all the needs of the righteous will be provided while the wicked will perish. Verses 18 through 20. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. And number five, the righteous will be rewarded for their giving, while the wicked will be punished for their robbery. Verses 21 and 22. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. Believers should not fret about the success of the wicked. Doctrine point number two. Believers should not lose faith because of the success of the wicked. Believers should not lose faith because of the success of the wicked. Verses 23 through 40. Now, in the second half of the psalm, further reasons and exhortations are given to encourage the believer not to lose faith, but to continue steadfastly, even though the wicked prosper temporarily. Verses 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. In these verses, we are greatly encouraged because we know that the Lord is with us every single step of our lives, even when we stumble. Verses 25 and 26. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. In these verses, we see from David's own experience of many years that he had never seen the righteous go begging. Even though they may not be as prosperous as the wicked, they always have enough so that they can even give to others. You know, this is a great biblical truth. A believer will always be able to give. The well never runs completely dry. Verses 27 through 29. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Verses 27 through 29. We see here that the righteous are promised the inheritance of life forever and the land forever, which will certainly be true of all believers, not only in the future earthly kingdom of our Lord, but in the new heavens and new earth for eternity. In verses 30 and 31, we have the key for stability in this life. which not all Christians practice, by the way. It is to know and speak the word of God. Verses 30 and 31. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Verses 30 and 31. Now in verses 32 through 34, we see that all believers have to do is wait on the Lord, and eventually they will see the wicked cut off and justice prevail, either in this life or at the final judgment. Let's read these verses. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Now, David relates an incident in verses 35 and 36 in which he saw justice prevail in his own lifetime. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Now verses 37 and 38. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. We see in these verses that we can be sure that the fruit of the righteous will continue on for generations, but not that of the wicked, even though they may be prospering now. In the conclusion of Psalm 37, the focus is the salvation, strength, and security from the Lord that believers enjoy, which is far better than the temporary prosperity of the wicked. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Verses 39 and 40. Believers should not lose faith because of the success of the wicked. Now, practical application. Psalm 37:4 is not a blank check for all believers. Psalm 37:4 is not a blank check for all believers. Let's read Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Does this mean that if I really desire to be a billionaire, it will happen? What about becoming taller or better looking? No, Psalm 37:4 is not a blank check. The point here is that if you delight yourself in the Lord, then your desires will be more in line with his desires and his plans and his will for your life. Now, if that's our goal, then verse 4 is a wonderful promise in the Word of God, without exceptions. But where is that believer who is 100% committed with absolutely no hidden agendas whatsoever? So remember, Psalm 37:4 is not a blank check for all believers.